If somebody presents to you then in clinic and has multiple joints that are bothering them, how do you end up proving that that person has rheumatoid arthritis?
So making a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis really relies on a few things. Number one is the history. So which joints are involved? How long have they been involved? Are there symptoms and signs of inflammation in the joints? Those are the things that we're looking for.
By inflammation, what does that look like?
So swelling, warmth, redness, loss of range of motion of a joint are all things that may indicate that there's inflammation.
Well, help me understand the word range of motion.
So each of our joints has a normal range of motion, which is how much you can bend and straighten that joint. And so when we are evaluating patients in the clinic, we're looking to see whether the joint moves in its normal range of motion. If there's fluid in the joint or if there's swelling around the joint, the range of motion may be limited.
Is that because of pain or because of the joint doesn't move that well anymore?
It's sometimes related to pain, but more often than not in rheumatoid arthritis, it's because there's swelling of the tissues in and around the joint that restricts the range of motion.
So there are history questions, mm-hmm. and then you do a physical exam.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And what are you looking for there?
So we're looking for swelling of a joint, we're looking for tenderness of a joint, and we're looking at the pattern of the joints that are involved. So typically, as I mentioned, patients with rheumatoid arthritis will have involvement of multiple small joints in a symmetric pattern. So someone with rheumatoid arthritis may have inflammation, tenderness, swelling of multiple joints in their hands and feet.
Yeah.
And the other thing that we are looking for are laboratory tests. So there are some serologic studies that may indicate a higher risk for rheumatoid arthritis, and those are antibodies called rheumatoid factor and antibodies to CCP.
The first question, I guess, when you're seeing one of these patients is, do they have evidence of inflammation? And from a blood test, and the one that you're suggesting is rheumatoid factor, which is can be positive in patients with rheumatoid arthritis, but also can be found in other sorts of inflamed patients as well.
Right. So a rheumatoid factor is found to be positive in about 50% of patients with very early rheumatoid arthritis. And in patients who are negative for rheumatoid factor, about half of them will become positive somewhere along the course of their illness. So you don't have to have a rheumatoid factor in your blood to have rheumatoid arthritis. And the flip side is true in that some people will have a positive rheumatoid factor but not have rheumatoid arthritis. So the test alone is not going to make the diagnosis.
But it's another peg in the board of figuring out
exactly
what the person has. And then a more recent test, there are antibodies to what are known as citrullinated proteins, this anti-CCP antibody test. How good of a test is that?
Well, it's probably not any more sensitive than a rheumatoid factor for patients with early disease, but it is, we think, a little bit more specific than a rheumatoid factor. So that's to say is if your CCP antibody is positive, it's more likely than not that you do have rheumatoid arthritis. The other thing about a CCP antibody is if the titer is high, that tends to be associated with more aggressive disease. So it can help us prognostically when we're seeing a patient with RA who has a high CCP antibody.
Let me just rephrase this. If the antibody to CCP is negative, that does not exclude rheumatoid arthritis.
Correct.
If the antibody test is positive, it is helpful in part of the diagnostic picture, but it doesn't prove that you have rheumatoid arthritis. And then you pointing out that if you have a lot of this antibody, in other words, that the measurement in the blood, the titer of how much antibody is there is very high, it may suggest that if you have rheumatoid arthritis, you'd have a more aggressive disease. Am I getting that right?
That is correct.
There's no definitive blood test, in other words, that proves that you do or do not have this disease.
That's correct. It's really a combination of your history, the pattern of the joint involvement, the laboratory tests, and then sometimes we'll use x-rays or other tests that would support the diagnosis. But the blood test alone is not going to make a diagnosis. It's not going to make a